Denoro Data Bytes. Hello listeners and welcome to the very first episode of season 4 on the Denoro Data Bytes series. I'm your host Neha and today we are starting the season with an insightful discussion on the trends that will shape the future of data management in 2025. Season 3 was packed with engaging topics like GenAI, Denoro 9.1, the agility enabled by Agora, the Denoro Cloud Service, and the transformative impact of data self-service and democratization, and so much more. But as we commence a new season, we are also tying together themes from past seasons to forecast the data trends that will define the year ahead. Joining us for this inaugural episode is Angel Vinia, the visionary CEO and founder of Denoro. With decades of experience in data integration, innovation, and building Denoro into a global leader in the data management space, Angel has been instrumental in shaping the modern data landscape. His passion for pushing the boundaries of what's possible with data makes him the perfect guest to guide us through these predictions. Welcome to the Denoro Data Bytes show, Angel. It's an absolute pleasure to have you here to discuss your data predictions for 2025. Before we dive into the trends for the coming year, let's take a moment to reflect on how 2024 has been for the data industry and for Denoro. And what have been some of the standout moments you've been most proud of this year?
Hello, Neha. Thank you for having me. 2024 has been a year of consolidation for Denoro. We have continued our trajectory of growth with expansion into new markets, strengthening our global footprint, and securing new enterprise customers in many different geographies. We had a series of product innovation milestones, very important. The launch of Denoro 9, the launch of our SaaS offering Agora, the AI Assistant, and the AI SDK to support the development of GenAI applications, and many new features in the Denoro platform that have contributed to elevate our innovation profile in the market. Recognized by Gartner for the fifth year in a row with a leadership position in the Gartner Magic Quadrant for Data Integration Tools, as well as many other influential analyst streams in their reports. We announced strategic alliances with key partners like AWS, Google, NVIDIA, and others to enhance platform capabilities and access broader markets. We delivered exceptional value to our customers with great recognition in portals like Gartner Peer Insights, where we got an outstanding Customer Choice Award. We have documented more than 100 new customer success stories with reference to use cases and specific achievements. Last but not least, we have reinforced our commitment to customers by enhancing support and flexibility for their digital transformation and data modernization initiatives. Looking ahead to 2025, we are committed to continuing our innovation journey with specific 2025 plans, such as expanding AI capabilities, improving the platform with new computing capabilities like Prestissimo, and scaling the SaaS offering. Aiming also for an aggressive increase in ARR driven by our growing customer base and successful product adoption. And very excited to build on our strong foundation and tackle the opportunities ahead with excellence and focus. Here's to an even more successful 2025.
Definitely agree. And thank you, Angel, for sharing. And we've surely had a very crucial and important year for Denoro. And I think it's the perfect way to begin a promising 2025 as well. So diving into our conversation today, I would like to uncover your perspectives on what lies ahead in the ever-evolving world of data management. So we basically have 5 predictions that I would like to get your thoughts on. So prediction number 1 is around hybrid cloud architectures for compliance and scalability. So my question for you is, how are hybrid cloud strategies reshaping data management to address data sovereignty and privacy concerns while leveraging the scalability of public clouds?
Well, hybrid cloud strategies are definitely reshaping data management by combining the best of both worlds, the regulatory and security assurances of private clouds with the scalability and innovation of public clouds. They allow organizations to meet regulatory requirements for data sovereignty by keeping sensitive data within on-premises or private cloud environments in specific geographic locations, Meanwhile, less sensitive workloads can run in the public cloud. It also helps manage privacy and security by design, handling sensitive data with tailored security policies, and ensuring the data workflows between private and public clouds are secure and compliant with regulations and internal policies. And the distribution of data workloads to the right computing platform. And also hybrid models also help organizations modernize the data management infrastructure, allowing legacy systems to coexist with cloud-native applications.
Thank you, Angel. That was very well explained. Thanks for sharing. Now, moving on to prediction number two, which is on the push for unified multi-cloud management. As multi-cloud environments dominate, what advancements in unified tools do you predict? And how will these tools enhance data governance and create a seamless experience across various providers like AWS, Azure, and GCP?
Well, the key for unified multi-cloud management is federated data governance. Federated data governance creates a cohesive layer that spans all CSP platforms, enabling seamless data management and user experiences. By integrating identity, policies, metadata, and lineage tracking across platforms, organizations can address complexities of multi-cloud environments while ensuring compliance, security, and efficiency. Federated data governance frameworks establish overarching policies that are applied consistently across the cloud providers, regardless of their unique tools and architectures. They ensure all data assets are cataloged and discoverable through a single pane of glass, regardless of their location. Offer consistent and secure access control by integrating identity and access management systems across the cloud providers. Tracks data lineage across platforms and transparency. Enforces common standards for data formats to ensure interoperability. Allows individual teams to manage their data while adhering to global governance guidelines. And facilitates data sharing across clouds. This approach allows businesses to maximize the potential of hybrid and multi-cloud strategies while maintaining robust governance frameworks.
Perfect. Thank you, Angel. I really like how you mentioned about federated data governance and how it enables seamless data management and a unified user experience by ensuring robust compliance, governance, and security across diverse data environments. That was really interesting to know. So moving on to the next prediction, which is around the evolution of data products. My question for you is, what role will data products play in driving data democratization in 2025? And how will innovations in their lifecycle management enhance accessibility and value for diverse organizational roles?
Well, data products, we play a transformative role in driving data democratization by making data more accessible, actionable, and meaningful for non-technical users across organizations. Data products designed with clear purposes and intuitive interfaces will transform raw data into assets that users can directly leverage. No-code, low-code interfaces, and AI assistants like the one that we have in our Denodo platform, we play an important role in reducing reliance on data teams. Data products will align with the architectural principles of data fabric or data mesh, where domains, being departments or business units, own and manage their data as products. Users will access a single virtual view of data through products that abstract complexities of underlying infrastructure. Data products will include robust governance, mechanisms like role-based access control or audit trails and compliance checks. And finally, data products will also facilitate external data sharing and collaboration via data marketplaces. For data management platforms to be competitive and successful in 2025, it will be mandatory to have a strong set of capabilities in support of the end-to-end data product lifecycle. with functionality for the different personas involved in the different phases: discovery, design, implementation, deployment, consumption, and monitoring. I hope this answers the question. Very important to know this concept of data products to really implement modern data delivery layers in data ecosystems.
Definitely, Angel, very well explained and definitely very insightful as well. So moving forward to the next prediction, which is around AI-powered data discovery and optimization. In what ways will AI enhance data discovery, classification, and cataloging? And additionally, how will AI-driven optimizations improve query execution and workload management for greater efficiency, in your opinion?
Well, there won't be good perspectives without AI in the picture, right? AI reduces the burden of data teams, improves data usability, and ensures that organizations can derive maximum value from their data assets while maintaining governance and compliance. It contributes to automatic data discovery with the use of natural language search, pattern recognition, and entity detection. Also, by enhancing data classification and intelligent cataloging through recommendations, metadata enrichment, data quality scoring, AI has become instrumental to all these assistants of the users in modern data ecosystems in companies and organizations today. It's also instrumental to optimize query computing. It is becoming increasingly important to analyze the different data workloads and decide the best possible execution plan in the computing engines that exist in a specific data ecosystem in an organization. Performance optimization and computing cost minimization are the two critical goals being targeted with the use of AI in data management. So overall, if we can summarize this role of AI in the data management, inside the data management platforms, is about assistance, automating the processes that the users follow, within the data ecosystems, making or building or helping to build a very good user experience, and helping to really organize, enrich the data that is in the data ecosystem. And lastly, this optimization of performance or minimization of cost in the query execution that happens in the data engines.
Very well summarized. Thank you for sharing, Angel. We are moving towards the final prediction for the day, and this is around data management's role in enriching GenAI. So how will data management platforms evolve to integrate retrieval augmented generation, that's RAG, and provide a real-time context for GenAI applications, ensuring that they stay relevant and aligned with corporate data?
Well, as organizations increasingly adopt RAG and GenAI, data management platforms will play a central role in ensuring these technologies are both effective and trustworthy. Data management platforms will integrate vector-based search capabilities to enable semantic understanding and retrieval of information from any corporate data ecosystem. This allows RAG models to retrieve contextually relevant information rather than relying solely on keyword matching that happens, with the LLMs today. By integrating real-time retrieval, advanced contextualization, and robust governance, these platforms will empower businesses to derive actionable insights while maintaining alignment with corporate data standards. This evolution will ensure data management platforms remain a cornerstone of enterprise AI strategies.
Thank you, Angel, for such an engaging and insightful discussion on the key trends shaping the future of data management as we head up to 2025. So we've been diving deep into what's next for data and technology. So I thought it would be fun to wrap up with a quick Q&A round on the future of innovation. Are you ready to begin?
Yes, why not?
Awesome. So my first question for you is, what's one futuristic gadget or technology you wish existed to make your daily life easier?
Well, this is easy to answer. No, it's the dream, I think, of every single human being. One futuristic gadget I wish existed would be this personalized AI assistant hologram that combines all the personal devices and the apps and schedules into a seamless interface. It could pop up anywhere, help plan my day, answer questions, handle emails. Essentially, a life organizing companion that takes multitasking to the next level.
Wow, that's a wonderful answer. And that would definitely make our lives easier. That's a good one. And the final question for the day is, if you could ask a cutting edge AI like Gen AI any question just for fun, what would it be?
Well, I will try to touch the emotional side of the AI, you know, if that exists, which I don't know. No, it probably doesn't exist, right?
Question, maybe in the future.
How would you explain love? No, or if you have a pet, what kind of pet would be and why? No, something that we'll try to get through the answer. You know, the limits of AI, right? You know, that emotional side is hard to code, very hard.
Exactly. No, that was a good one. Thank you, Angel, for sharing your invaluable insights and predictions with us today. And thank you so much for joining us for this episode.
Thank you for having me and give me the opportunity to share my thought and for the, giving me this opportunity to share my thoughts. It was fun. I want to wish everyone listening a very, very happy and successful 2025. Have a happy data year.
Thank you, Angel. And a quick message to our listeners. If you've enjoyed this episode, please visit denodo.com/podcast for more resources and episodes on all things data. And with this, we would like to wish you a very happy new year and a very happy start to 2025. Thank you.